Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. Welcome along. It's your midweek Beat Breakfast and I hope that you are well and I hope that your life is good. Show's been locked out of her computer, so I have to find her a password, don't I?
That's okay. At the moment, I'm looking at, you know, those images that come up on your like screen.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm fascinated by is, right, it's a number of houses, beautiful, very picturesque. They're all lit and they're completely on water, right? Mm. And it says, for anyone who's ever dreamt of having a house right on the water, this may be the city for you. And then there's a fact in the corner. It says, canals are common in this part of Europe, which is nearly 23 feet below sea level at its lowest point. But it doesn't say what. It doesn't say where it is.
That was my thought when you said that. I get them on my laptop at home, and they're beautiful pictures. And I'm like, where are they? I want to be there.
This is pointless. Like, for me, this could be made up. Like, is this a real place? You've given me like two facts and not the main fact. Anyway, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. And can I just make a point? Roller back. Do you know what we got yesterday in work? This blew my mind. I was like, okay then, we're all in. It was September 24th yesterday and we got an invitation to our Christmas party.
Yeah. I got another email last night with a Christmas video cover of Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
And Kelly Clarkson is bringing out a new Christmas album this Friday. Just go all in.
Well, it's grand because we're going to get you set for Christmas on Beat the Bomb this morning as we get you to the Well Says Christmas experience. Also, we need another sucker to invite us to their house next week for us to make you dinner. Dilemma on the way. Plenty of crack. We're here till 10. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. It's Niall's show with you. And we'll have a cool school update this morning a little bit later. In the meantime, let's start with this. I get all this manner of random voice notes through the day and night. Day and night from show. Whatever
so
enters
lucky.
Your head. I know it's like some people would subscribe to that service. Random voice notes from
who?
Show. I don't know.
What did you say to me the other day when I said it was I said it was Tom's birthday, and what did you say? Congratulations to him on surviving another year of your story.
I said another year patiently listening to your story.
Patiently.
Right. So this was the story I got in a hurry yesterday. Mm. Breaking news.
Okay, I was just going into the shop because I wanted to get a salad for my lunch, and as I was getting out of the car, I seen this guy in the car beside me, and he was wearing a suit, and when I looked in, he was drinking, oh, this is disgusting, he was drinking milk out of a carton in his suit. What?
Right, let's unpack this.
Mm.
You're genuinely shocked at this, and it's not just to do with your aversion to milk. That's not the issue particularly here, is it?
Like, I guess I have like an unfair disadvantage in what I saw because I do have such an aversion to milk, and it's like a genuine, like, kind of makes my stomach turn. But I think I was more like baffled and surprised and questioned the fact that A, he was this like dapper looking guy
in a suit,
like obviously
a professional,
like probably had a briefcase as well.
I don't know if people have briefcases anymore.
They do.
They do. And most people don't have briefcases.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a briefcase.
Satchels and bags. And bags that carry laptops and that kind of thing. Go on anyway.
Anyway, he was sitting in the driver's seat and the milk was resting between his legs.
Well, now, what size of a carton was it? It wasn't a full litre. It was the smaller one.
500. Is that 500 mils? I think it's 500 mils. And it was open wide and then he just took a slug. And then put it back down between his legs. I probably stared for way longer than I actually should have. I was probably at that point a little bit weird, like step away from this man's car while he's staring at him. But I was just fascinated. And I do think that for me, right, because maybe I've not drank milk since I was a kid, bar when you made me drink it a couple of weeks ago, the thought of drinking it out of the carton, like even if I had gone in and gotten orange juice, I wouldn't drink it out of a carton. I'd have gotten a cup to go with it, like unless it was a little one with a straw. Do you know what I mean? I sound really posh or something. No, I couldn't.
But like, I don't understand why this is shocking that you haven't seen this a lot through life. I've seen lads drinking out of a carton of milk all my life.
Just going into a shop and getting a carton of milk.
Yeah, it's happened in school, happened in college.
Yeah, school, Niall. School.
Yeah.
Maybe college.
And I think there's lads, you know, probably more rural lads are into it than
I think.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a fetish.
Some of the trades lads in their lorries, they don't want a bottle of Coke. They don't want a bottle of your Ballygowan or Evian. Give me some Avonmore. Give me some
really?
Snow Cream back in the day. Yeah, surely you've gone into like a pub for Carvery or lunch somewhere and you've seen someone get the pint of milk to have with their dinner.
Yeah, but even at that,
that's okay,
obviously,
it was a glass.
But this
different.
Man was in his suit, in his car, milk resting between his legs, and then drinking from the carton. And I just still, like, to me, I'm like, there's something not right there. Like, get a cup or don't, like, I don't know. I find
what if Tom just decided now that milk was his new thing?
Oh, like,
and he was standing in the kitchen slugging out of the carton.
I think I've seen him, I can count on one hand. I think he would purposely not do it in front of me. But, like, he would drink milk. Yeah, he would drink milk. Not regularly, thank God. But like, I don't want to berate the man for drinking milk. That's not my issue. I just found it so mind blowing that he was sitting in his car. I don't know why. Is it just me?
Yeah, I think it is just you.
Is it?
I think you're absolutely out on your own on this.
Really?
This morning.
Yeah, that you think that's totally normal.
Yeah, there's no difference to me. Somebody drinking from a carton of milk as drinking from a bottle of Coke. They're both receptacles.
Receptacles. Receptacles go way out of that.
Yeah.
No, because a bottle of Coke is meant to be drank there and then, whereas a carton of milk is like pour into a glass or put it into your tea or coffee.
Who says? Who conforms to your life rules?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
Okay, well, let's find out. What do you think? Acceptable to drink straight out of a carton of milk, just like you would a bottle of Coke or a can of Coke? Is this one being a bit precious?
We're not on the Daily Dilemma here.
This one's being a bit precious. She wants a China cup for your milk.
No,
and a saucer as well.
I'm just saying, if I had gone into that particular shop, they have a coffee stand and I would have gotten a cup.
Some of them charge you for that. I was charged €1 for that cup once.
No.
I swear to God, in a petrol station,
I've taken them.
Really?
Well, not like regularly or anything, but like once I did it for Eve.
Okay.
God, no way.
All right. Okay. Not alone. Kathleen was on to it. She says, show even the word milk makes me feel sick. Milk.
Milk.
Also, a couple of other messages here. Fergal says, you are away with the fairies, show.
Well, we know that, Fergal. We know that.
Not a thing wrong with slugging the milk. A message in from Mark, who says breakfast roll and a pint of milk most days goes down well. Thank you for that, Mark.
I do accept that, like, still there is benefits from the whole milk thing in terms
calcium.
Of calcium, them bones and all that. Yeah, okay. I've upset somebody this morning and I just want to start by saying sorry because I've ruined your day, Ryan, haven't I?
You have indeed, yeah. I was in a grand farm now, up, ready for work, good to go, but now you're really just after pissing me off, so I'm nicely upset.
No, it's not a good way to start the day.
God,
so talk to me about your love for milk. Would you drink it straight out of the carton regularly?
I would, no problem at all, yeah. Now, I am a fan of my cans of Coke and Lucasid too, but sometimes there's nothing better than just opening a fresh cold, get the one nicely at the back of the back of the fridge in the shop and just crack it open and chug it off, and there's nothing better.
Chug it off. Chug it right down there.
Chug it right. And I'm going to do it today now, especially because I have to stand my ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, would you be bothered, as show suggests, going looking for a little cup, little paper cup or something to pour your milk into?
That'd take the goodness out of it.
You wouldn't get the same chug, sure you wouldn't?
No. Wouldn't do it for me.
Ryan, are you talking like a litre or a 500? Well, how much are you drinking in that
chug? I know, 500 now or two wouldn't be good enough value for money. We'd have to go with a litre anyway.
Litre.
Down a litre of milk in one go and your stomach is okay?
Well, not in one chug now, but I drink it over the space of under 5 minutes anyway, yeah.
Sounds like a competitive sport,
yeah,
doesn't it?
You bet.
You sound like a really nice guy, so I'm sorry for upsetting you. And like, as I said,
we'll forgive you this once now, but don't go making outrageous comments like that now on air ever again.
You've been warned.
Okay, how about like would you drink the milk out of a Beat Breakfast travel mug by any chance?
Oh, I don't know now. We'll have to try it. I'll give you my feedback there. We'll try it and I'll give you my feedback and we'll see how we go from there.
Okay, I'll send it out to you and try it, but I don't want to see any videos of it, all right? Okay, let's just like...
We'll agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, we will. And sorry about ruining your day.
Ryan, I hope your day gets better.
Enjoy
and thank
your
you
milk.
For chatting to us. Have a good day, all right?
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. I had the music through the walls.
goes off.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Wake up. Do it. Okay. Over to you, show. Over to you.
Breaking showbiz story of the day. Sit down. You're going to want to take this with you to the water cooler this afternoon. A girl called Megan Christian, right? She's got a cat, and the cat has won, and it's called Monkey, right? And it's a mixed breed from Cornwall, okay? And this cat has made the papers in Cornwall Live.
Oh, well, okay? Then it's big. It's a big story. Cornwall Live are all over it. They've got their top reporters on this.
I think we should, like, that should be more of a thing in local newspapers. You know, like top stories about animals. I would read that. I would definitely read that. Yeah,
well, that's what's the Ricky Gervais afterlife? Storyline is.
Anyway, Monkey, the one-year-old cat, has become famous because it's known for bringing Megan back some unusual items, right? So, you know, your cat or your dog might bring back a mouse or
a sock from the neighbour's line or something.
Lola was fascinated with snails. Oh. She always dropped snails at the back. That was just her thing, right? But she's never brought back anything as quirky as this cat, Monkey. So far, Monkey has returned to Megan, the owner, within the last year with a Wetherspoon menu.
Okay.
Check out what you might get at Wetherspoons, Mom. Two for the price of one. She's also brought back a coffee sachet and some KFC chicken. And the chicken was intact. Oh. She didn't even eat the chicken.
It was a proper gift for her mom.
Yeah, just dropped the chicken at the door. I think that's really sweet. But there's been a groundbreaking development in terms of Monkey. What has Monkey brought back?
What?
A scratch card.
Okay.
A winning scratch card.
Like, had it been scratched or did Monkey scratch it with her claws?
We don't know the exact facts around it. All we know is that Megan has won thanks to Monkey.
Amazing.
So she arrives at the back door, a scratch card in her mouth. Megan takes it out. What is she after winning? You won't believe it. And this is why it made the Cornwall news.
50 grand.
10 euro.
Okay, close. Close enough.
So they have now dubbed this cat as like some kind of, I don't know, like not a cat genius, but like she's got like a sixth sense for finding stuff that her owner is going to want.
Yeah. So that's really handy, actually. That's a good cat.
I suppose it's just like, what is she going to do next?
My cats were always house cats, so they didn't go out and do that wandering get stuff, you know? But two quick examples for you. One, I mentioned Kitty a while back on the show. Fred used to go to my housemate at the time into the bathroom he used, grab his razor, his Gillette, go and put it in my bed as a little gift. A blade. A blade show. That's how much he loved me. A blade in my bed. And then Jessica, who was a divil for chasing flies, eating things, one day came up to me, kind of smiling at me, and just sat and looked at me, opened her mouth, and a blue bottle flew out.
Into my,
that was her gift to me.
Well, that is what this article says that appeared in the Cornwall newspaper. It says that if your pet does do this, it means they love you. Yeah. I'm not sure about the razor. I'd maybe seek therapy over
maybe.
That. Yeah.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103. Wake up.
Do it. Okay, today it's a big day in music because it's National One Hit Wonder Day, right? Welcome, Aoife, who's joined us for this.
How are you?
One Hit Wonders, basically, when the artist only has one massive hit.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Man who is in the know, the main man, shall we say. If somebody does have a one-hit wonder and it's still a song that's frequently played, could they potentially, like that Hugh Grant movie, live off it?
Yes, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely you could. Yeah, particularly if it's used in a lot of movies or advertising and stuff like that, and
sure,
you get the royalties.
Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues, that's... Yeah.
Mariah doesn't need to do that. She doesn't need any of the other songs apart from All I Want for Christmas. Okay. The amount of money she makes off it.
But that's other level kind of play.
It is other level, but it does happen. You're right. There's two theories on the one hit wonder kind of thing. One is that, oh God, you'd feel sorry for them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
They just, only once they shot their shot. Well, and if they go on tour, everyone just wants to hear that one song. They don't want to hear anything else.
But it's like, if you do shoot your shot with that one song, then are you always trying to like recreate
get there again.
It?
Yeah. The other theory, and I saw some people talking about it this week online, was they didn't sell out. Do you know what I mean? The record label probably wanted them to do that exact same thing again.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we want to do other music. We've done that, you know? So they didn't sell out. So maybe some admiration. The other thing about One Hit Wonders is it's not that they never released any other songs. It's just the hit. It's the hit part.
Yeah.
So we've got a little test this morning for Show and for Aoife, and I'd love you to play along too.
Okay.
Stop looking. And what I've got is One Hit Wonders of the noughties and tens.
Okay.
You're going to get three each, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to tell me the artist, if you remember.
I'll probably sing along to all of them, Niall, and I probably will struggle terribly at this.
No, okay. I think you'll be good at this.
Well, know. We're going to start with what I consider an easy one each. And I'm also conscious you host a throwback show, so you might have an edge on Aoife, an unfair edge here.
Oh, God. Yeah. I think okay. You're being too kind.
Aoife, here's your first one.
Lads. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that his?
Yeah, yeah. You know, nobody can pronounce it right, gotcha. But that's pretty much it.
It's G-O-T-Y-E. And it's one,
gotcha,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, one of my least favourite songs what? In the entire world.
She hates it.
Oh my
she
God,
hates
I
it with
loved
a passion.
It.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, 1 point for Aoife. Show over to you for your first one hit wonder. Who's the artist?
Oh my God, this one.
Travis McCoy, Billionaire.
No.
Is it Travis?
No.
Come on, Jason Mraz.
No.
Jason. Magic.
Magic and Rude. God, that was the easy one.
14.
That was a number two hit in Ireland in 2014.
Yeah, that was so bad.
Do you know, I remember that. I remember being out at the amusements in Tramore with my like, secondary school boyfriend and that aww. Song coming on.
I can't believe how confident I was in my answer.
Yeah. Okay, back to Aoife. Your second song was a number one single in Ireland in 2009.
Oh, she's got it.
The Veronicas.
Yes!
Well
two sisters
done.
From Australia.
Yeah.
Another point. And again, very much a one-hit wonder. Right, let's go back to show for your next song. You should know this. It was a number one single in Ireland in 2013. You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am. Like I'm made of them. The blankest expression.
I know it.
You see, I know it because another artist covered it.
No, so I think the other artist did it first, and this was the cover.
Is this? It's not an X Factor song, is it?
I'm not here to give clues, but maybe it is. Would you have any guesses as to who that might be?
Skyscraper. Great song. Great voice.
Yeah.
Like really classic voice.
Mm. Well, who is it?
It's not Katy Perry. I've not a notion of who
okay.
that is.
Okay, do you want to have a guess?
Well, I know that
Demi Lovato.
She did the original.
But I don't know who did this cover.
It was X Factor winner 2013, Sam Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Bailey. You watched that.
Yay.
Prison Officer.
Yes. And the Eurovision. Did she appear on the Eurovision in Liverpool? Or am I...
No, that's not.
I don't know.
But I will say about Sam Bailey, because I listened to a podcast recently about what happened to the X Factor people. In fairness to the X Factor...
Yeah.
She has now a career that she would never have had.
She's
a West
theater?
End
yeah.
musical theatre.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I didn't recognise her voice. I needed to see her face.
Okay. I actually saw her at Beauty and the Beast, the musical.
There you go.
At the Bord Gáis.
Yeah.
And she was Mrs. Potts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's a fab voice.
Right, we got one more each for you. Show you're kind of out of it, but you may as well keep going. Aoife, here's your number one song from 2005. We're holding up the
bypass. Oh, I love this. I know it. Me and my dad having a tough life. It's a Christmas number one.
I don't know who sang it.
Sitting on the tube. It's Nizloppy.
Nizloppy, well done, show. It was Nizloppy. And your final one, show, and number one single from 2006, number one in Ireland for 4 weeks. But I
said it don't mean now. Eamon.
Yeah.
And I remember that because I had the comeback as well.
Frankie. F-U-R-B.
Yeah. It was such a, like, I'm going to get you back, hun.
Eamon, like, Irish?
There was Irish heritage.
Links,
he was American,
yeah.
But it was Irish heritage with a name like Eamon. It had to be.
Yeah.
You didn't do too badly overall.
No, you redeemed yourself.
Well, I kind of stole one from you, and that doesn't count. So, technically,
what?
I think it's a draw. No, was it a draw? No,
no,
it was 2-1.
2-1, yeah. I'm afraid. Okay. But not bad on our one-hit wonder quiz. So, I celebrate your artist.
I loved the JCB song.
Yeah, that was
so
such a beautiful
amazing.
Song.
Yeah.
Get it up. I got you
in the morning. Beat. Breakfast.
So, are you okay to talk about the world of dating this morning?
Why, since my last one was such a failure, is that what you're getting at? All right. She didn't like me on the first date. All right, don't rub it in.
I did not say that. Now, come on.
I didn't have to. It was the way you looked and said it at me. I'm okay to talk to you.
Well, out of the two of us, you're in that world. I'm not. I can't really be like objective about it. I suppose I can in some ways because I think this is kind of universal. But like, it's a poll that was done of people that are dating and the biggest icks and turnoffs, right?
Okay.
So there's a list of 40.
Me, number one, obviously.
No, that one didn't work out, but the next one will. I got you, babe. I got you. I'm rooting for you. There's a list of of 40 things, which I actually think is a little bit mad, because like, what chance do any of us have if there are 40 things?
Yeah, what sado is sitting down and writing an article about the 40 things you're not supposed to be doing while dating?
Yeah, yeah.
Get a life.
So there's 40 on the list, but I just want you to see if you can correctly guess the top five, okay?
And what are they? Icks and stuff like, are they habits? Are they a mixture of things?
They're all sorts. Like think broad spectrum of things that might annoy you or turn you off on a first date, right?
Okay. So you want me to guess as many as I can in 10 seconds?
Give me your top five. Okay, go for it.
Okay, smoking, chewing out loud, wearing Crocs, having a beard or like not being clean shaven, smelly, doesn't wear deodorant, and has bad teeth.
Ooh, not a million miles off. I'll give you the top five. In at number five, overly aggressive behaviour. Obviously, like that's just like a given.
You don't think of that. Like, you think everyone's going to be normal when you meet them.
This one is right up my street because I think this is a general thing, whether it's someone you're dating or just a friend you're going for coffee with. Number four, rudeness to wait staff or service workers.
Oh, I hate that. I'm so lovely to wait staff.
You really
I'm
are.
I'm so nice because I know what it's like. I wasn't a waiter. I worked in a pub for a bit and I worked in a shop, so I know when you get a rude customer and I know how much it means when you have a really nice customer. But don't be too nice to me either. Don't be trying to, you know, I'm not your best friend. Like, I'm there to give you a hand, but I'm not. Like, you have people who are nice, but then you have people who are overly the top nice. Like,
am I over
lines,
the top?
Hiya babe, how are you? And like, we went to a coffee shop and the girl just had a baby and Sho was telling her, you know, where to ring if she ever needed anything and what to do if your baby doesn't sleep. And I'm like, alright, you're just coming in for a coffee, love.
No, that's different because that's a girl that I've met multiple times. But like, if it is somebody that I'm just meeting for the first time and I'm like getting something at a like coffee shop or a deli or
yeah,
whatever,
it's like, where'd you get your blouse? Or where'd you get your sweatshirt? I love that on you. Yeah, great, girl power, whatever. But sometimes if you're just working, it's just all like, right, just let me work. You've said hello and you've been nice to me.
Okay, so I would pee you off on a date because I'm too nice.
Yeah.
Okay, in at number three, you kind of touched on it with the teeth. It says bad breath.
Bad breath.
Yeah,
sometimes I think that's
people
me.
People can't help it though.
Yeah, sometimes. Because I got a bad tooth for a while back. And when I got it removed, you know the way you can't brush your teeth when you get like an extraction for like 2 days?
Yeah.
And that was my big. And I still am very conscious of my breath sometimes because I think it smells.
No, it doesn't. Trust me. Number two, lying or being dishonest. You know, I don't know how you would prove that someone is lying.
I lie, but like I lie for funniness. Do you know, as in I just make up a little random lies. Like I can tell Sho that I'm going to Spain later on this week and she'd believe me.
Yeah, because his lies are constant. I never know which is a lie. Like it's like I live in a world of two truths, one lie with Killian. And number one, poor hygiene. Okay, there the top
I like
five.
Think I have great hygiene. You've like I could shower twice in a day.
Okay.
I could shower before I come to work and then sometimes I'm just if I've nothing to do, probably.
Yeah,
just
and
go
you're,
for a shower.
You're good as well at like topping yourself up with your spray. Like he's got a little Lynx can on his desk and he likes to
a little swish, swish, swish.
Keep the ladies happy in work.
With that, I'm just going to move on. Oh, Sho, what will we do with Jem? This is Chainsmokers.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Sho on Beat Breakfast.
I'm a sucker for a headline, I tell you that. A sucker for a headline.
Details mean nothing. Body of the story means nothing. But I've never met anyone like her who's lured in by a headline. Did you see this in the news? And I said, that's not true. If you read the second paragraph, you'll know it's... But I saw it in a headline.
I am...
Clickbait queen.
Like, if you give me a juicy headline, I'm all in. Don't need to read it. I've decided what the story is about and I've ran away with it.
And she's going telling people the story.
Right. This was the headline that I will give you. My Tinder date took me to a pig race on our first date.
Okay. She's in. She's hooked.
This fella's name was John Stockton and he shared the video on TikTok. It's got millions of views and it shows him enthusiastically cheering on pigs as they run around a track, right? But it was filmed by his date at the time. Now, this made the local Manchester Evening News.
Oh,
right?
You love the local papers.
It had pictures as well and the caption is... The guy from Tinder took me to gamble on pig races for our first date. He won £50 and used the money to take me out to eat. So he took her to the races, right? Mm-hmm. She filmed it. Then he brought her out for dinner. So there was a lot of hope here that, you know, this was a good first date and that potentially this couple could go the distance. Did they go the distance, Niall?
They should. He sounds like a fun guy and he spent his winnings on her.
huge amount of reaction on TikTok. A lot of people saying this was really clever, really different, thought outside the box, gave her a good time.
I sense there's bad news coming.
Didn't work out. And do you know why?
Why?
They were at different stages in their lives.
Oh,
and she just realised she's better than a pig race.
Yeah. Well, come here. Is there? I've not heard of a pig race. I don't know if they do them in Ireland.
I don't know if it's fair. I don't know if it's like, I love pigs. I just, is it fair to be racing them? Like, they're so slow.
But is there any difference from going to the dogs or going to Wexford Racecourse?
I don't know. You'd have to ask a farmer. Can I tell you what my three top animal dates would be?
Okay.
If you were to bring me in at number three, alpacas and llamas.
Yeah, the alpaca walking. When we saw Chelsea doing that as part of her big win earlier in the year on Beat, I thought that was, yeah, it's cute.
Like, they're so sassy. Alpacas and llamas.
They spit
are just,
at you though.
They spit at you. And you don't know whether they like you or not, but they're so gorgeous. Like, they've lovely eyelashes. They're kind of looking at you as if to say, hey, you. And number two, love them. Meerkats. You know, the meerkats that like just peek their head up. I love a meerkat.
I used to be obsessed with that TV show about the meerkats. But they're actually little pricks.
What?
Yeah.
You used to call a meerkat a prick.
Yeah,
why?
Sorry for the language. But they used to exclude one and leave him out of the group and he'd be on his own and then the lions might come and eat him. And yeah, they're not.
They're like mean girls.
They are like mean girls. I bet they've got burn books and everything. Yeah.
Okay, in at number one, it is my dream. Tom, if you're listening this morning, all I've ever wanted to do is sleep with a giraffe. no, actually not sleep with a giraffe. That came out wrong. Whoa. What I meant was, have you ever seen those videos that come up on my TikTok all the time because I'm obsessed with giraffes. I love giraffes. You sleep in a hotel and you're up
and
so high that they knock on your window in the morning and you wake up and you're, I don't want to sleep with a giraffe, all right? You open the window and then there's a giraffe's head there and you're like, oh, hey, that's
I would lose my life if there was an animal's head. Sticking in my bedroom window at night, yeah.
Oh, I love giraffes. Anyway, it didn't work out with the pig date.
Okay,
that was
so
just
if
like,
you want to know the way to show's heart, get her a giraffe to sleep with.
No, I don't want to sleep with a giraffe. That came out so weird. Like, sometimes I just doubt myself.
7:41, it's Beat Breakfast with some Shaboozy. This is a...
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Show wants to talk about showering.
So I brought this to Killian's attention this morning. So I read this article in one of the papers a couple weeks ago.
But you did not say, oh, I was reading the story. She just looked at me and said, Killian, when you shower, do you air dry or do you just put a towel on? I mean, that's what I face at 7:30 in the morning. I was like, sorry, what? This is my first day back to work. I haven't had an early start in a while and you're asking me how I shower. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Apparently, it is good for your skin. I found this out from the article that I read in one of the weekend papers that you should...
Loser.
Shush.
You should read.
Loser. You should... I do when I go into my mom and dad's because they still buy the Sunday papers. Anyway, you should air dry or like kind of dry off the excess water when you get out of the shower, right? And then I was just like pondering this going, does everybody do this except for me? Or like I think I constantly get out of the shower and I'm like, why is there water everywhere? Like, why am I dripping? But that's because I don't really shake off at all when I get out of the shower.
I saw a TikTok where it was actually Keane DeCrow and it was during lockdown, and if I ever meet him or interview him, I'm going to say I remember he was the guy who taught me how to like dry myself in the shower.
So what way do you do it?
He says when he gets out of the shower, before he steps out of the shower, he will wipe down his arms and his shoulders and his tummy and his legs to like it'll brush the water. It brushes the water off.
Yeah,
I don't do it like that. I just step out of the shower and I put the towel around me and I just do the shh down my back and stuff, dry the hair first and then just dry, and then I'll always brush my teeth. I have a habit no matter where I am. Well, if I'm at home and I have a toothbrush, I will brush my teeth straight after a shower because I don't think it's a shower without brushing your teeth.
I'm the same.
I'm standing there and brushing my teeth, obviously it's kind of drying into me, so that's the way it kind of is. I suppose I air dry.
I always do that with my teeth because I feel like I can't have my body clean if my teeth aren't
clean
as well. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But I'm always standing there dripping, right? So I went on... I went online and I found a wiki article all about how you can air dry when you get out of the shower, right? And there's four different methods.
Okay.
So you exit the washroom quickly. And once you are no longer dripping, it's best to leave the washroom. The hot air and humidity from the shower will slow down the drying process and leave your skin moist for longer.
Ooh.
Otherwise, method two, you could dry off using an airflow. So basically, you walk into your room, you get a fan and you stand in front of it. This is my favorite. Method number three. Use a blow dryer. Get a hair dryer to blow your dryer.
To dry yourself. I used to do that when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to go into my mom and dad's room and just use the hair dryer to dry myself.
Number four on WikiHow, stand near an open window. A fresh, cool breeze from outside can also help the process of air drying. And finally, walk around. Moving can also help to speed up the process of air drying.
sweat dance. Should be sweating by the time. Should have showered.
I don't agree with that. Like, then you're walking around and you're dripping all over the house.
I play a dangerous game sometimes because I don't have an ensuite upstairs.
Oh, you
and
do
me
what
and
I
Megan,
do. Yeah.
Well, I just walk from the bathroom to my room. My housemate's room is right beside the bathroom. Yeah. So I'm like, if she comes out and sees me,
I'm
she'd be impressed. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But if she sees me,
well,
I'm in for it.
We're daredevils, you see. We just live on the edge, so we do. Anyway, there's your hard-hitting gossip story this morning. Drip drying after the shower, air drying, is that what you call it? Air drying.
I'll sleep tonight knowing
thanks,
that
thanks.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
We're just going to talk toys for a minute because this kind of blew my mind yesterday. Guess what is making a major comeback for 2024?
They've kind of been coming back because Eve got one last Christmas. We're talking about the Tamagotchi, which is an original 90s toy, but like they seem to have had a resurgence.
Yeah, well, huge. In the UK, they've just opened their very first store as global sales double. And they've doubled between 2022 and 2023. They've now opened the first shop. They didn't even open a shop back in the 90s when it was the hottest gadget. So they reckon that this Christmas, the Tamagotchi is going to be huge again. Now, I never really got the Tamagotchi. It's just a little beepy thing. But Show was trying to convince me during these words by Natasha Bedingfield that she had a Tamagotchi that pooped. That poop came out of it. Little poop eggs, she
said. It doesn't come out in real life. Like, they're not real poos. But like Niall was like, no, they don't. It is true. Throughout the day, a Tamagotchi will leave a poo on the screen and the user must clean it up using the toilet icon. If left unchecked, multiple poos can appear on screen. If poo is present on the screen for too long, the Tamagotchi may get sick, which counts as a care mistake. So in your face,
okay.
You poo-pooed my statement.
I just thought it was another mad statement from Show. The new ones, they're very modern. You can play on Wi-Fi, you can download different items and you can connect with friends. So they've moved it on a bit for 2024.
Yeah, Eve lasted a day with hers. Can I just say, can we normalise, please, adults getting toys for Christmas again, right? Because I've done a little list of the top four things I would like for Christmas, right? Take note of these, Niall Perry. In at number one, I would like the anniversary edition of Lego's Disney Simba the Lion King. It's so sweet. Isn't that lovely? Yeah. Number two, I'd like a Furby. I never had one. I would like one.
They freak me out a little bit, like Gremlins.
Number three, there's a deadly toy, a talking Woody from Toy Story. My favourite character. And in at number five, this is all I want for Christmas. This is top of my list. I really want a Squishmallow.
What's a Squishmallow?
A Squishmallow is like a big, it's like a teddy and a pillow cushiony thing all rolled into one. And there's a cool Hello Kitty one. So for anyone listening, weren't there my top four. Normalise giving adults toys.
I'd be quite happy to get toys this
Christmas,
to be honest.
Why not? Like better than socks, eh?
Yeah. Okay, you know our list. You've got how many weeks? Like less than 100 days or something. Anyway, this is Omi and Cheerleader from Beat.
Woke up this morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Day.
Right, picture the scene. It's your wedding day.
You and me have just said our I do's in sickness and in health.
Forever.
Till death do us part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our wedding day.
Yeah.
We've just had lovely speeches.
Yeah.
Nobody overstepped the mark or said something when they had too many wines.
Yeah.
But now it's time for the serious business. It's time for the party after the wedding.
Don't you believe that this kind of like makes or breaks the day? Because like I would feel, having had my own wedding, like that if you're not getting everyone up on the dance floor, what's happening?
And I have been a wedding DJ. I spent a couple of years doing that.
Pressure.
So it's a huge amount of pressure. Yeah. It's probably one of the toughest gigs you have to do as a DJ.
Yeah.
Because you do a pub or a nightclub, people are generally the same age, like the same music.
With a
wedding or a 40th or something like that. You have the whole range of kids up to granny and you've got to get them all out dancing. So you've got to try and think of songs that will appeal to everybody and make everybody want to move. So that's why I think this is an interesting conversation, because the wrong song can ruin the day. And the two people you don't want to pee off are the bride and groom, or the bride and groom, whatever the situation might be. You don't want to annoy them. They're the most important people. So what I want to ask you, Show, is to start this. On your wedding day, did you have any songs or music that you just did not want to hear when it came to the party?
You
were in a beat to having the time of your life. I don't think you cared what played.
No, that's not true. I was very much like invested in the playlist. And my uncle in Dublin...
Oh, no, you're the worst. when the bride sends
a list,
a playlist, a playlist.
I'm sorry, Noel Power. That list has been circulated among many WhatsApp groups. It was requested. I remember a few years after we got married, a friend of mine sent me a message and said, "Is there any way you could pass that on to me? We loved the music at your wedding." So I think I did a really good job. I got everybody up on the dance floor. There was a fountain in the middle of the restaurant that we got married in, and we all danced around it. My favourite memory is the end of the night, and it was Frank Sinatra, "New York, New York," and everyone was going. Is that the right? Yeah, good vibes. Is there any song? Yeah, I'm so sorry to say this, and it's an old song, and I know that like lots of grannies might like it, but I just don't get the "Come on, Eileen."
I know a few people who have a vicious hatred of that song.
I don't know
why
it is. Like, there's like, who is it? Dexter?
Dexy and the Midnight Runners.
Yeah, no, it just wouldn't. Like, it just it. No. I would not be on the dance floor for that.
It's interesting because. There's probably a generational split here. If you were to ask older people what songs they don't want to hear at a wedding, they would go for a lot of the modern stuff. Whereas if you ask younger people, they go, "Oh, not Sweet Caroline."
Yeah.
Oh, that's a song for grannies.
So I did put this to the test on my Instagram page last night. Thank you so much. Huge response to this. And I shared a picture of Tom and I when we got married.
Oh, it was very cute.
Yeah, thanks. 12 years ago. So this is the top three in terms of what people would not want to hear at a wedding. This would make them run away from the dance floor. In at number three, "Sorry, Nathan Carter."
Yeah, that's a good call.
I actually don't mind this, but I had a friend who got married around the same time as me, and she, like, it was in her
bold
request for the DJ. Do not under, no matter who requests it, don't play Wagon Wheel.
Okay.
I like a bit of Nathan Carter, I have to say. A bit of country in me. Bit of country.
Yeah.
In at number two.
Now, I really object to this one because I don't think it's an Irish wedding without this song, and I look forward to it on the day.
Okay, well, you've injured yourself in this. And can I say as well, in at number two, this is a song that broke a world record attempt at the at EP this year. Mm. And so I'm surprised to see it in at number two. It's "Rock the Boat." The classic.
No. But maybe the EP thing will make it cool again.
I don't know. When I was pulling the audio for it, I was like, God, it sounds so old.
It's dated,
yeah. But in at number
one. And again, another personal insult here.
Yeah, look, this is, like, obviously there are people from all over the place on my Instagram, but I just want to apologise in advance this morning to anybody from Waterford. But it seems that this song, outside of the data, is not as popular with the general public, especially when it comes to weddings. I'm sorry.
It's Journey.
Can I just say, I've never told you this. I hate that song. I hate it with a passion. I cannot abide that song.
Why?
I don't know. It does.
Do you not think it has the kind of motivational message that should be right up your street?
Yeah, in theory, everything, like, it should work, and yet it just gives me a little bit of, like, a creepy, crawly skin. Honestly, no, I don't get it, and I've never told you that before, because I know you're so, like, Waterford, and, you know, like...
It was the song of our noughties.
I know, yeah. You know? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, you can see where we're going here, what we're touching on, and it's very personal to everybody.
Yes.
Everybody has their own feelings on it, but I want to ask you, if you've been married, was there a song banned on the day by both the DJ and the band? And if you're somebody who is yet to get married, maybe you're looking forward to it in the next year or two, you're excited about it, is there a song that you're absolutely no circumstances is to be played on my wedding? It's my wedding!
My wedding! And I want to know why you're so passionate and why you hate it so much. I have to give a shout out to the lovely Claire who served me my coffee this morning, and she said to me that she had such a strong rule for the DJ, nobody was to play Red Red Wine by UB40.
That's quite random.
She said she was at a wedding years ago and it cleared the dance floor. And she said it just, in her head, it was like, it's such a boring song. Like,
it reminds me of that Father Ted scene when it's Ghost Town with the Specials.
Oh yeah. Anyway, morning Claire. Yeah, she made sure that was not happening at her wedding. So are you as passionate about a song that you feel, no, if you heard it, it would make you run off the dance floor at a wedding?
Let us be past seven. So your wedding's coming up. You're really looking forward to it. But you're doing your set list and there's certain songs you just do not want to hear. Like, for example, "Surely By Now." We're all done with the Grease Megamix.
No!
I knew that would upset you.
Do not take the Grease Megamix. There's no need to do that. That's a brutal blow. Can I just give a shout out to... actually, I won't name her because it's a profession. So I heard from a wedding planner last night on Instagram. She said, "I had to dissuade a woman from Adele's Someone Like You because she didn't realise it was about her ex marrying someone else."
Ooh, awkward.
First dance song. Never mind, I'll find.
Now, we've heard from a mobile female DJ with some tips, show.
Yes, this is Paddy. Here's what he has to say.
Lads, as a mobile DJ, I was waiting for the band to finish playing before I started my set. The last song he did was Lose Yourself by Eminem. I've never seen the floor clear so quickly in my life.
I'm kind of surprised at that, but you were saying, no, you think that's a difficult one to dance to.
Niall and I have just had like a full on
dance off.
So how long is Eminem's Lose Yourself?
Five minutes.
Yeah, Niall, come on. There's no
a big build up.
You can just go, you got to lose yourself. And you're just bouncing from one foot to the other. That's all you're doing. There's no like opportunity.
Lots of hands in the air and finger movements.
No, if that was a song, they would have done it on Strictly by now. There's nothing to lose yourself. You choreograph a routine. You can't. Like, that's a floor killer, is
okay. What it is. Kira, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good,
darling. We're good. Now, hang on a second. Niall needs to just prep you for this. Kira, where are you this morning?
I'm in Kilkenny. I'm on the way to work in Waterford.
Okay, very good.
And in 2026, this is going to be you, Kira, walking up the aisle. Who are you marrying?
Noel, my partner.
Okay.
We're going out 10 years.
And where are you getting married? Do you mind us asking?
We're getting married in Callan and then we're having our reception in New Park.
Gorgeous.
Oh, fabulous.
And how are plans coming along? I know we're still late 2024. We haven't hit Bridezilla stage yet, have we?
Oh, no. There's no plans for that. No.
Okay, good.
No plans, no.
We have the band booked. That's as far as we got and the venue. And that's about it.
That's okay. Everything. Like they're the two main things. And then your dress, but like you can do that next year. I wouldn't be stressing about it. It's not...
Oh, we have that booked for next year, yeah.
We're
on target.
You're nice and chilled about it. Now you did get in touch.
There's two reasons really you're here. Mm. Firstly, we do have to ask you, is there a song that you just would not like to hear when you have all of your most loved and beloved around you in the new park in Kilkenny in 2026?
I just hate the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I don't know what it is about the song, but I can't stand it.
I thought all the sisters were meant to love that song. I thought that was your
the
anthem.
Sisters.
I don't know. Whatever reason, it's in my head. I can't stand it. Yeah. If I hear it, I'll just walk off.
Okay.
We don't want that on your wedding day.
Okay. Well, look, it's good that you know that because, you know, you've 2 years now to make sure that, like, whoever your DJ is, that is just off limits, right? But the other reason that you've come to be breakfast this morning, and look, this is your lucky day, Kira, because I've found it. I've gone back through the archives of my WhatsApp group and I have managed to find my wedding playlist.
Oh, God.
And, yes, Kira, please. I will gift that to you. You are welcome. It's free of charge. Free of charge. Money can't buy it, actually, anyway. But would you like me to just give you a flavour of what's on it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, I'll let Niall read it out. It's handwritten now, Kira. It's very, it's iconic, I would say.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, handwritten. Okay,
authentic.
Off you go, Niall.
Song number one, Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life. Song number two, Blackstreet, No Diggity. No. Is that really appropriate in front of you, like your parents and, you know, aunties and uncles and that?
You want to get everyone up on the floor. Yeah.
Number three.
I think my family would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, Kira. Thank you.
What about TLC, No Scrubs? A little unusual for a wedding day.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Kira's here for us.
Ricky Martin is in there.
Ricky Martin, yeah.
MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Chris Cross. Mac Daddy will make you jump. Ace of Base, Will Smith, Britney, some Take That, some Backstreet Boys. Stacey's mom has got it going on. Show.
Brilliant.
Kira, can I just say, sorry, no, I was reading off the 90s list. There is also a 2000s. So look, I will gift it to you. I believe that in advance of your wedding in 2026, I think you can say you're in very safe hands. Okay, all you have to do is hand it to the DJ and your work is done. It's going to be a brilliant night.
Brilliant.
And I would like a report back afterwards as to how it went down. All right.
No problem. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining
us,
Kira.
You're so welcome, darling.
Cheers. Right, you tell me, is this really appropriate for your wedding day? Stacey's mom has got it going on.
Weird. Money can't buy that list. Get up.
I got you in the morning. Beat breakfast.
The first round of
Snickers versus
Knickers. And I can tell you one thing. The support for the Snickers side was brilliant. We have Mark on my side. Good morning. No, we have Ross.
Ross,
sorry. There's just so many lads.
Morning,
Ross. We had just, you know, so many people back in the Snickers sides, but poor show. No Knickers.
I've no Knickers on my side, Ross.
I'm surprised now at that.
Yeah, well, look, we're probably just getting ready. Do you know what I mean? Just getting ready for the day ahead. But anyway, you are our willing participant, our first ever on Snickers versus Knickers. So welcome to the show. Have you got the radio on there by any chance?
Thank you.
You turn it off for me. Good man.
I don't. No, I don't. Radio's off.
All right, okay. There was a little.
Hold
bit.
On, I'll disconnect you. I'll disconnect you there from the hands.
Man yourself.
One second.
We can wait. We can wait. Don't worry. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Right, Ross. So here's how it's going to go down. The show is going to ask you a couple of questions relating to the ladies. So how is your lady knowledge?
I've three daughters and I'm married. So I you know what? Throw the questions at me and we'll see.
Confident. I
you
like
know,
it.
There could be a couple of stinkers in there now for second to go by Beat the Bomb, you know?
Okay, right. Here we go. First round of Snickers versus Knickers. Ross, you are up.
Ross, I'm going for a mani-pedi. What am I going for?
A manicure and a pedicure.
Oh,
nails and
back at the
Is
neck.
That right?
Yes. Did you not know that?
No. Just fair play to Ross. A mani-pedi.
Mani-pedi. So manicure, pedicure. As Ross said, nails and toes. Oh. Well done. I'm impressed.
Well done, Ross.
Question number two. I am going out tonight and I'm wearing my LBD. What am I wearing?
I have a brain freeze. I've heard it before, but no, you got me on that one.
Do you want to try it?
Try a guess. LBD.
LBD.
No. When you say it,
I'm wearing my little black dress.
Oh, nice.
You'll never forget it again. You're doing well, though. One point on the board in Snickers versus Snickers. Question number three. I'm putting perkies on me for a night out. Where on the body am I putting them?
Perkies?
And your bra.
Well, I'm not putting them on my bra. Where in the body am I putting them?
Where in the body? Perkies. Yeah. Ah, you got me there, Joel.
You were close.
You just say what they are. You know
like I'm putting them on a body part.
What body part?
Oh, on your ditties.
Yes, I am. And they are the most awkward things to get on and off. I can tell you that for nothing.
Ditties.
You did really well. That's 2 points on the board, right? I'm going to go up against you now, right? Here's my questions. You can't say anything. You can't help me with anything. Killian's got me.
Right. You can't now. This is no help to show. I know you're nice and everything, Ross, but you cannot help her in any way possible.
Okay, I'm stumped.
Okay, question number one. Yeah. Explain what a plumb bob does.
A plumb bob.
Yeah.
A plumb bob is something to do with, like, if there is a blockage and it's in your toilet and, like, it's like, oh, it's a bob. It's like a real knot and you get a plumber in to, like, plumb bob it.
No, I'm just going to stop there. No. A plumb bob is a weighed object connected to a string that can be used to establish a vertical line.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Did you know that, Ross?
Yeah, I know it as a plumb line, but yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, plumb bob.
Yeah.
Plumb line, okay. Same thing. Right, question number two. True or false? A room will look larger or smaller depending on the colour of tile that you use.
Ooh, I would say true.
That's correct, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought that was just all Mickey-uppy, but anyway.
Illusion.
Illusion. Right. This is your last question. Yes. So how many did Ross get?
Ross got two, yeah.
Okay, so this is a level score. How many pieces of fabric make up a Snickers pants? Is it 46, 64 or 69?
Ooh. A Snickers pants. I'm going to go the whole hog, Ross, and I'm going to say it's 69.
Oh.
Am
Are you
I
sure
right?
about that?
Yeah, I'm going to say 69.
No, it's 64.
Damn.
Sad. So Ross, that means you are our winner this morning. Congratulations.
There you go.
Ross, up the Snickers.
You don't really win anything other than the glory of saying, like, at work today, talking to anybody, I'm the reigning champion of Snickers versus Snickers on Beat Breakfast, okay?
That's good enough for me.
That's my man. Thanks for having the crack with us. Happy Friday, hon.
Bye.
Happy Okay, it is Thursday and Killian's back off his holidays and we decided that we would put the question to you this morning whether or not he should keep his facial hair, keep growing that beard, commit to it.
You were the one who told me to shave it yesterday at lunch.
No, I just asked what you were doing with it. So
a suggestion, as you said to your husband.
We've decided to put it to you this morning, find out where you sit on it, and we're going to just play a little bit of beard or no beard. I just made that up.
Yeah, team new version of cheese or no cheese.
So we'll start with Chloe, because Chloe is all about the beard. Are you there, Chloe? Chloe, how are you?
It's Nicole.
Oh, sorry, Nicole. My
Jesus
bad.
Christ.
Sorry. Nicole, are you there?
Nicole.
I am, yeah.
I'm so, so sorry. Sorry. First, she's dissing the beards, and now she's calling you Chloe.
I'm silence here.
You were like, I'm not Chloe. What do I say here? What do I do? Listen, Nicole, good morning to you. You are Team Beard. Stay where you are because we've got Mel on the other side, and she is no beard. Mel, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you? Say hello to Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Right.
We're going to... How are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. You just chat away there. We're grand. We don't have a radio show to host or anything, you know.
Well, on the subject of the beard, can we start with Nicole, who just texts beard? So you're very much pro beards. Why do you love a beard, Nicole?
Oh, it just makes a man like 10 times more attractive, like 100%.
Okay.
Stop it, Nicole. Okay. You're making me blush over here. But I don't think so. See, my problem with the beard is I think it highlights my double chin. So that's my issue.
Oh, I don't know. No, because my partner has a beard, and if he shaves his beard, he just looks like a child.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I've seen that with couples that have children. And if the baby knows their parent, like with a beard or with stubble, and then say the dad shaves, they're like, don't know what's going on. Would you feel that way, like with your partner? You'd be like, this is a completely different person without a beard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Nicole, on the beard front, if your partner has one, like, does he treat it well? Like, is he using all the products and the oils and everything?
I wouldn't say that, but he trims it every now and then, yeah, to keep it neat.
And what's it like for the old kissing?
For sure, it's grand.
It's grand.
It doesn't affect me.
Janaka, like, because I shifted one once when I was very young, no. And she had a bit of a mustache. Yeah, well, I felt it. I felt it on my, I swear to God. Yeah, she had a bit of a tash. Sorry. I know, like, you get facial hair as well, but I found that even very unpleasant from, you know, maybe it was just because a woman had a mustache. Maybe it wasn't a woman. Maybe I was led on. Maybe it was a dark club. I don't know.
No.
But anyway, do you not think, like, is it not sore, Nicole?
No, definitely not.
I'd say he's putting a bit of conditioner on it when he's in the shower. Right, let's go to Mel. I don't know what to say after what Killian's just revealed.
I don't either.
Mel, what are you thinking? Why are you no beard?
I don't like the feel of it. I think the hairs are too strong and spiky.
Yes, yeah.
Like a hedgehog.
And I don't know, I could be wrong, but 9 times out of 10, I think the colour of them, they're nearly always kind of like gingery.
They go a different colour.
Even if the hair is not ginger, like, not that it matters, against like anyone ginger or anything, but generally the beard has ginger hair in it and I just don't like that.
Okay, all right. So your other half doesn't have one?
He doesn't, no. Okay. And I just have a little bit of a phobia of like dirt or food or... Yeah. Stuff like that getting trapped in them,
so the beard.
Just not for me.
Yeah,
because no. We did go for lunch yesterday, and I didn't have to tell him, but there was a bit of rice in Killian's.
No, you're making that up right now. No, there wasn't. Nicole, Mel, don't believe her.
Killian, I hope you didn't shift to one last night with that there. Anyway,
as I tell you, it's been a long time since I've got to shift, Mel. Sad to admit on the radio, but yeah, I'm so alone.
No, you're not. Before you both go, should he keep the beard or not? What are we thinking?
I don't know. I have to see a picture of him with the beard.
Okay.
Check out her Insta. It's there.
Yeah.
Right. I'll have a look now.
Nicole and Mel.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Go for it. It's been fun. Thank you so much for chatting to us and talking
guys.
Beard or no beard. Have a great
Thursday. Have a great day, guys. There we go now. So I can keep it, can I? No?
I think you can, yeah. It's just there was a bit of rice in it yesterday.
No, there wasn't.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.